Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shit, what was I going to do for this intro? Hold on.
Oh my God, he writes notes to this. I didn't know that.
I generally wrote... Oh, this was it. Hello, everyone. You're listening to... you're listening to Christmas Oranges, where every week we celebrate a gingerbread girl or a gingerhead man. This week, we're going to celebrate the one, the only ginger, that is Chris Evans. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Now, Chris Evans, it's great to have you. Did you ever find it hard... growing up, having so many dreams and ambitions, but no outlets?
It was, because the ginger people have been, through history, have not been treated well.
They haven't, have they, the gingers? No.
No.
You being a gingerhead man at Christmas as well. Did the other kids tease you?
They did. They kept calling me chocolate orange.
Calling you chocolate orange, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote notes for this one as well. It's not that. It's small screen night. It's having a calendar of fun.
Whee!
And we are doing an icon of Christmas specials, a show that has been hailed with changing the comedy landscape. Big fan of The Office, Chris?
Yes, I do like The Office.
The show? not when you get called into on a daily basis for being a bad guy?
No. The sitcom with David Brent, Tim, and Gareth Keenan.
Also, what did any of the cast go on to do after this, eh? What did any of them do?
I know. You don't hear about them anymore, did he?
Well, that Ricky Gervais, so much talent, but where did he go?
And Tim from The Office, he ain't done nothing, has he? Nothing. So are you about to slag it off then? Because I can feel by the...
Oh, well, I wasn't going to slag it off at all. I was just going to give some interesting feedback on my notes. That was it. I wasn't going to slag off a work of art.
What I don't like about the Christmas special is that the production crew start talking to the people, which they don't do in the original series. They got the Scottish lady going, how much did your album cost? It's like, they didn't have that before. Have them just doing talking heads to the camera, and you didn't have them talking back to them.
Unpopular opinion, I think the American office, when it finds its feet, is probably a little bit better. I think, and if you haven't watched The American Office, do. But this is a great Christmas special. It's two amazing laugh out loud moments that I'm surprised don't get brought up in funniest moments of all times.
Which is
him releasing the single.
Yes, I watched this.
If you don't know me.
I watched this on my DVD, and there's the actual music video, the whole thing that they recorded of
the whole video.
It's probably on YouTube as well.
Hi, how are you? Come on in. I've poured you a glass of my favourite wine, Cabernet Sauvignon. I really know you, but I've been lying awake at night wondering if you really know me, because if you don't. Understand me like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. Boy, I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, don't get so excited. I get home a little late at night. Cause we only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. Whoa. If you don't know me by now, if you don't know me,
you will never, never, never know me.
Ooh. No, you won't. Trust in you. As long as we've been together, should be so easy to do. Oh, just get yourself together, or we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair when we can't see eye to eye? If you don't know me,
you will never, never, never know me.
Ooh. No, you won't.
I do think with Gervais as well, like part of him does still want to be a singer. I think there's a lot of comedians that have that in them of going like, it is great doing comedy and there's no better feeling, but there is that thing of going, I really wish I was a rock star.
But it's the cut in this one also, they sort of changed it up that David has watched, and David Brent knows that people have watched the Office documentary.
Yeah.
In the first two series, he didn't know that. But I don't know how you can do two series and not know the second series that people have been watching it.
I think I quite like, in a weird way, I quite like that, the idea. But it is that thing of going like, these are a lot longer as well.
Yeah.
Than the hot, and it's that thing. I did enjoy as well working with that. It really works with them doing the dating thing where it's just people, it's Bubble from Big Brother, Howard the Halifax Man, and David Brent dressed as Austin Powers. And it's that thing where you're just watching it going like, that's genius, because that definitely would have happened, especially in that time. As well, like when everyone loved the shit celebrity back then. It's not as much anymore, is it? I think because it's so easy to get hold of a celebrity because you've got like TikTok, you've got Instagram, you've got like a celebrity's life in your face. But the idea of seeing a man who was in an Office documentary, imagine if you went to a club and there was Chunky Russell. How would you contain yourself, Chris?
I wouldn't be able to contain.
You wouldn't?
But I am a man. We went to Liquid
yes,
Nightclub.
Yes, you are. Well done.
We went to a Liquid Nightclub and saw the best gig that I've ever seen in my life, which was DJ Talent singing away, doing his song in Liquid. And the only reason I liked it is because I was right at the front. I was right at the front of the stage.
And that was the best gig you've seen in your life.
That's the best thing you've ever been to, yeah.
How much was a ticket for that?
I can't remember. But it was worth the admission price just to see DJ Talent of Britain's Got Talent singing his only song. You don't hear about him anymore. Where was is that, he now?
Was that a busy night?
It was. It was full up. It was full up of people.
Right. We need to release a Christmas single.
No, we need to release your Tinsel song as a single.
We do need to release it. I do need to talk with the rest of the band. There's a documentary. So, where were we? Sorry, we've gone on a real tangent with this.
Yeah, so David's watched the documentary, so he's now a little bit famous. No one else in the office is. Tim and all that aren't being mobbed in the street or being asked about this documentary.
Yeah.
Gareth's now the boss, which I think is the genius
move. Absolutely genius. Because who in their right mind would put him in charge?
No one.
But that's what happens in the workplace, isn't it?
Oh, so the blind dating thing you were talking about, like, it wasn't called blind date, it was called Love Lottery. So it was obviously, they couldn't use the brand name. I don't know if it in the BBC or it just...
You're not allowed to, because I've hosted a few of those nights in my past, which have clearly been blind date and a bullseye one and a very short-lived man-o-man one. But yeah, they go mental over it. Apparently the people behind blind date are quite good at suing.
Apparently Cilla Black would she'd take out a contract on your name.
Well, if she turned up, that would be a surprise.
David is in a veg shop buying his veg for some reason. I don't know why a documentary crew would think this was worth filming. And he meets this bloke called David, who is played by Angelo Sibethimu. I think what's his name? Dan.
Yeah. Oh, what a character. Also, I will say this now. Did you ever watch that Peter Kay thing?
Yes.
You know the last episode with Mark Park?
Yeah.
This is the last where they show the segment at the end and he's going back to normal life, selling fruit and veg and then trying to sell his CDs. It's the exact same sequence to a point of just going, hold on.
What's he done? Pete. Ricky's ripped him off.
So Ricky Gervais has ripped someone off. I hope it never happens to him.
Yeah. You know, it might have done in the past.
Are you suggesting maybe Ricky saw it and then was like, hold on, maybe I have thought of it, and then got confused in his own head that he'd come up with something organically when actually he hadn't, because it was a big mistake. I don't know. Maybe that had happened.
All right, fair play to Gordon. He obviously didn't.
Not the way we're not even dancing around it. The first thing you say is fair play to Gordon.
Fair play to Gordon is he obviously didn't write it. He has writers on there every week. So it wasn't him. It wasn't him that nicked it. It was a writer that came up with the same idea. I bet he was fired. That writer.
And to be honest, it happens. Every now and then something can slip out that's similar. Like Ricky Gervais is a fucking genius. Do you know what I mean? But every now and then you'll consume so much, you'll be like, oh, it's just one of them things. And he was so nice about it anyway. Don't make any difference.
Robin Williams used to be like that as well. He used to
improvise
a lot and then say stuff and then realise that he got it from someone else. So, anyway, enough plagiarism.
plagiarism.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back. In the dating bit, the host is Mike McLean. He used to be a presenter on the Disney Channel, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I've got on that. Also, the first episode has got bugger all to do with Christmas.
It's got nothing. And I don't think there's any sleigh bells either.
There is the meeting scene where they're discussing what they're going to have for their Christmas party, which is a wet T-shirt competition.
Amish wet T-shirt competition. They were great fun. I'd always win.
Well, I didn't want that to go in then.
Carry on.
What was your second funny bit that you really like that should be remembered as a funny bit?
It was, if you don't know me by now, I think that the dating as well, him dressed up, the dog, bringing the dog in the office, and just the idea of, like, I've had someone before that I've had to sack. Should I tell this story? Fuck it, it's Christmas. That I had to let go of, but they kept popping in to say hello to everyone. but like more so, like they were there more than when they worked there. And it was like, I then had to like kind of ban them from popping into the park because it was distracting everyone else. It reminded me a lot that.
If you worked in a shop and you kept popping back to do some shopping, then fine. But if you work in a closed off business where you don't normally have anyone coming in, then it's a bit like.
Well, it was a weird one because I let them go, one, because they weren't very good, and two, because they were caught stealing. And then overheard once when I was in the office going, hey, he's got a real problem with me. And going, yeah, I do, because you're caught and you're still here. You're still coming back. Just go, you saddo. Not better to replace you with
someone.
Why did they keep coming back?
The reason Ricky kept coming back for is because they wanted the interaction with all the office people, and you couldn't have that anymore if you didn't work there anymore.
And you can't really move a sitcom called The Office to somewhere else.
No.
The pub.
The line that made me laugh was which they were talking about Doctor. And then Ricky ended with, that's disrespectful to a GP.
Another unpopular opinion, but I'm going to say it because I think Extras is a better sitcom.
Well, they've found their feet then, haven't they?
I think the writing on Extras, I think the characterisation on Extras, I think the lines in Extras are better, and I think everything about it. Like, watching this compared to the Extras Christmas special, solid, it's a solid piece of work, Extras. I know that's a few people are like deleting their subscription to this for me saying that right now, but I laugh. But also, if you remember when The Office came on, it was that thing of going like, oh, this is good. And then everything for the next 5 years was filmed exactly like The Office, even when it had no relevance to it. You'd watch something and it'd be like, why does it film like this? It's not a documentary.
Yeah, but that isn't The Office's fault.
It's not The Office's fault. And but I don't take anything away from The Office. And it also started The American Office and I respect it. But I just think Extra's Christmas special was
brilliant. So what would you give the Extra Christmas special? Oh, sorry. We've done it already. Do you want a Christmas fact?
Christmas facts.
Would you like an office fact?
What about normal offices? Like how many pens are used a year or about this sitcom? Give me an office fact, Barnes.
You've done that joke already. The person in the car, when David Brent's talking to a lady on the phone, he's saying, have you seen the documentary, The Office? And he's like, oh, you're not that horrible boss, are you? And he puts the phone down and says, he's asking me questions. What's your name? Questions like that. That's Julia Davis.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Julia Davis.
That's cool.
Fact.
See, you are a little fact bot, aren't you, when you get started?
Well, yeah, it's called I've watched all the behind-the-scenes documentaries, and it's something I remember.
it was good fun. It weren't one of those it wasn't one of those Christmas shows. I go, oh, it's now Christmas. I'm watching The Office Christmas Special. I think the series was better. I think they tried to jump the shark a few times. And
Secret Santa.
I love a Secret Santa, and the ending is beautiful. In all fairness.
Yeah, but I know, but it gives away who gave it to her. But you can't do that. That ruins Secret Santa.
I think, as we've discussed Secret Santa on this a few times now, like,
oh, well, that'd be funny if it turned out the paint set and the little drawing was actually from Gareth.
That would be the twist and a half. Oh, man, like, do you know the other thing in The Office as well? Like, you work in a place with a lot of people. How many members of staff do you work with, like, when you're not doing this?
20.
Is cake an issue?
No.
It's like, when there used to be about 60 of us, like, there was always cake knocking about. No matter, like, everyone's birthday, cake. And it was just to the point of going, like, just don't think I can handle any more cake.
There is a lot of cake going around.
Is there a lot of cake going around in the office? Do you ever get in some days and there's just like half a Colin and a little note saying help yourself?
But you don't there is.
What the sensible amount of Colin to help yourself to is. And like,
can we just point out he's a caterpillar.
He's a caterpillar. I mean,
his Colin just laying on the table.
With a note saying help yourself. Oh, fucking. And there's only half left. So what would you give the office?
Oh, no, wait. I got to bring up some things first. Scotch egg.
Have you? Yes, Scotch egg. Amazing. Scotch egg.
The reference to Bruno Brooks always needs to be mentioned. The fact that David turns up to the office is like 3 hours before the dinner because he's not allowed to stay there. That's what I want on the extras of The Office. I want David Prentz, what he got up to in that office, like Big Brother, watching him just watch, see what he did.
It's just him walking around, touching stuff.
Oh, his little boss face. That's what Tim says to Gareth.
And his little boss face.
And then David Brent tells Finchie to fuck off.
That's a great moment, isn't it?
Because they're awful. They're awful to him the whole time. It's just the point that he just goes, that's too much, mate. It's too much.
It's that horrible toxic masculinity, which is on full throttle in this with those characters.
I've lost my pen.
You've lost your pen. You can't lose your pen.
Oh, pen.
Where's your pen?
Hello, it was here.
And now it ain't.
And this is excellent podding.
This is going to get us the Sony Award.
And the Sony Award for Best Podcast is Small Screen 90s when Chris loses his pen. Thanks very much, everyone.
The theme tune plays.
How pissed off would you be if I got nominated and you didn't?
Really pissed off. Like, to the point of, like, really, like, honestly, I would do a smear campaign. I'd probably start rumours about you that weren't true.
You heard Ree Shearsmith talking about when Steve got nominated for a BAFTA and he didn't.
No, that's amazing.
Omid Jalili was on the panel and he saw him queuing up in Edinburgh for some show, and he felt like going up to him going, what happened when you were on that BAFTA panel? Well, that wasn't on. Where did you put me on?
Yeah, why wasn't I on it? Oh, that's brilliant. Imagine that. It's weird, though, isn't it, with awards? People change overnight. Luckily, we're never going to have to worry about it.
It's they came out both at the same time. What do you like better? Well, I think what we're going to say now. The Office or Phoenix Nights?
Phoenix Nights.
I think Phoenix Nights need a Christmas special.
Well, it does need a Christmas special, and we will might do it in the future.
No, they haven't got one.
Yeah, but it's what there year is it? It's 1,000, isn't it?
What?
And that's what I'm saying, wink, wink, because...
Oh.
And the only way you could do it is if you review it from the box set.
No, but there isn't a Phoenix Nights Christmas special.
No, there isn't a Phoenix Nights Christmas special at all.
We have to write it. We have to send it to Peter. Go, Peter, I know you're on tour, but here's a prequel to Phoenix Nights. It's called Phoenix Days, where young Brian Potter goes round and opens a club.
I reckon we should message Peter Kay and said, would you be happy to talk about Phoenix Nights
Our
podcast? Phoenix Days. You haven't written it yet, but you will.
And also, we've decided that we don't want you as Brian Potter. We want Adam Morrison Jones in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I would cast myself as Brian Potter.
Which isn't problematic at all in this day.
Also, can you help with the writing of another idea called Gavin and Smithy?
Which you have nothing about.
But I think you would really add to the laughter.
So, The Office. What are you going to give The Office?
I'm going to give it 7 Yule Logs.
7. What about the song? The song must bump it up another extra point.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to give it 8 Yule Logs.
8 Yule Logs. So let's...
Yule...
Log...
It?
In.
You're logged in. That is The Office. And what a great episode it's been today. But sadly, I have to go and meet my milkman. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hello, Santa.
Now, I thought it would be nice if I just checked my list. See, the naughty list. And I read out a few names on the naughty list.
Philip Simon.
Yeah, but top of the list, Philip Schofield. Very naughty. Gary Glitter, Benedict Cumberbatch. Ooh, I don't know what went on with that one. Oh, Simon Simons, Michael Davidson. Ooh, Chris Barnes. Why are you on the naughty list?
Is it because I've stopped a national treasure from singing?
I think it might be that you've stopped. And now you're lucky, Chris, because these are only written in with pencil. Oh, Graham Trapperhart is on it. Dave Dowie, Campbell Glazer seems to be on there as...
It's reading out a set list.
Well, Jason Simmons is on there as well. So these are people that have changed their way, but not you. Not you. You have been what my elves call scum. Now, there's a way of change. I can rub it out now with my magic pencil. Woo! But the only way I will rub it out is if you let me sing my song.
No, you can't sing his song yet.
You know what, Chris? What? Go fuck yourself. Oh, who was that, everyone?
Santa.
It's weird that he turns up when I leave, isn't it? And that we keep it a joke and we are really on the dregs of it being funny still.
Really? It's really weird because you turn up immediately after. I don't know how it happens.
Well,
you
someone with more...
miss him every time.
Well, someone with more acting training would have given it at least a heartbeat for him to leave and then come back because that would make sense, but... What do you expect?
The viewers, you'll be very happy to know that tomorrow we'll be in the 20s and we're on the final stretch.
What do you mean the viewers? One, that will confuse this.
Listeners, oh, I get confused. Well, I'm watching, when we record it, I'm looking at you. So this is technically I'm watching you. So.
Oh, man. Well, we've had a nice run.
I've not told you, we're just putting the video podcast out of this, not putting the audio.
Oh, God, no one wants that.
Yeah,
so it's all good fun.
We'll be in the 20s. Only 5 more to go.
Only 5 more podcasts. Thank you so much for listening, listeners.
Only.
If you are listening to this, you can listen to this any year. That's the joy. We've not time-coded anything. Thank you for listening, everyone. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.